Mexican National Board Affiliates Task Force calling to order our monthly meeting October 9th, 2008, and it is by my clock 8:10. If we might begin first, Madam Secretary, with our roll call.
Okay. Bear with me 1 minute. I'm heading for the roll. Okay. Okay. All right. Chandra Hopman. Ernesto Tico Shaquin. Joe Wanzala.
Present.
Okay, Joe, you are with KPFA, correct?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Alan Minsky. Dan Goodman. Ray LaForest. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Great. Bernardo Colombo. Teresa Allen is here. Sandra Rawline. Deb Shafto. Afio Wangaza.
Here.
Dina Colbert.
Here.
Ursula Rudenberg.
Here.
Rip Robbins. Laurie Taguma. Okay. Is there anyone else whose name I did not call? Okay. You know, I personally think someone might want to call, if they have a mobile phone, might want to call Rip Robbins and see if he wants to join the call. Just a thought. I can't do it, but someone else might want to.
If you email me his number, I'll include him.
Well, we're on public stream, so...
Teresa, I'll get off for a minute and call him.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. We were a bit late in getting the agenda out, so if the secretary would read the agenda
okay.
for the benefit of that would be helpful. Thank you.
All right. The agenda goes... Did someone just join the call? Okay. The first, the open meeting is roll call, approval of agenda, approval of minutes, and we're going to move that the August and September minutes be moved to November 13th. The report from the chair, number five is bylaws amendment, and I'm going to move that we postpone that discussion until December. Someone might want to change that. Number six is the nominating process for affiliate directors. Number seven are the subcommittee reports, and right now I still have two down. That's the affiliate director eligibility slash role and the fundraising committee, subcommittee. Number eight is set the next meeting and agenda date. And at this point, the meeting is set for November 13th, and then adjourn. The executive session will include roll call, approving agenda, approving the minutes, the old business, which is regarding an affiliate letter regarding a station withholding fees and protest. Number five is what is the affiliate program next year and what does it take to achieve it, including discussion of about gaps in service, retaining staff and contracts, and then adjourn. So those are the agendas for the two meetings, the open session and the executive session.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, can I say something?
Yes, please.
I don't think either of the subcommittees have met in the past months for a variety of reasons, but I did request in writing that we discuss the volunteers who have asked to work with the affiliate task force, and I have started a preliminary survey, so I would like to have that discussed during, I think, the open meeting. Or we can put it into the closed meeting. I don't care.
Well, I think it would be useful to have it, to the extent that we can, in the open session. And if there are aspects of it that need to be handled otherwise, then we can move that portion to the executive session.
Okay.
Can we discuss it during the affiliate director eligibility slash role subcommittee meeting? Or would it not fit the subcommittee report?
I think it stands on its own. I don't think it needs to fit in with anything and get lost.
So where do you want to put it?
We'll take out the two subcommittee meetings and put that in.
All right, so you move that we eliminate the other two subcommittee reports and substitute that. Okay. And tell me again what...
It's about there's a list of volunteers, affiliate volunteers, who have put their names forward to serve with the affiliate task force. And the question is to discuss that and in what way.
So can you just give me one sentence of what you want to call this item on the agenda?
Volunteer affiliates.
Volunteer affiliates, not affiliate volunteers. You're talking about stations that are volunteers, or?
No, there were specific people put forth that came forth, I think, at GRC and NFCB, who are willing to serve in some capacity with the affiliate task force.
Okay, so volunteers to affiliate task force?
Yes.
Okay. So the resolution is Colbert moved to remove subcommittee reports and include the item volunteers to affiliate task force.
Correct.
And if there are no objections to that amendment, or let me ask first, are there any objections to that amendment to the agenda? Hearing none, then we'll make that that adjustment.
Madam Chair, do you want to ask if there are any other changes to the agenda?
Are there any other adjustments to the agenda? Hearing none, then are there any objections to approving the agenda as it's been amended? Hearing no objections, then we will proceed with the agenda as it has been amended. Okay. And I'm not in my office, and so if the secretary would help us to move through the agenda by reading each item, I would appreciate it.
Okay. The next item is approved minutes, and I move that we move approval of the minutes from the August 14th and September 11th meeting to November 13th of 08. That is our next regularly scheduled meeting.
November 13th?
That is the November 13th is the second Thursday in November.
Are there any objections to postponing approval of the minutes? There being none, then we'll postpone the approval of the September. Is it September and August, or just September?
August 15th and September 11th. I'm very sorry, but part of it has to do with the hurricane. I was without power, and I've just gotten behind.
Oh, no apologies necessary. Okay, the next item. I believe the next item is the chair's report.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. I think it's important because there's so much upheaval going on in the world generally, and as it's come to be referred to, Planet Pacifica as well, if not in particular, especially with the recent changes both in terms of the Nicole Sawyer's leaving and the budget cuts and resulting layoffs. I've had a number of questions about who's still on board and who is not. And frankly, I can't answer that for a number of reasons, but most importantly is because, quite frankly, despite being a PMB member, I don't know. So my report, I think, is about the process that was engaged, and so that people have some sense of what's going on to the extent that is in any kind of indicator of where we are. The PMB has been going through a budget process for at least the past three months. It's been a very intense process since, I guess, about June, which came to a culmination based on the Finance Committee adoption and recommendation and the board's acceptance with minor modifications of an approach that was recommended by Nicole before she left. And the recommendation that she made to the NFC, National Finance Committee, and that was ultimately adopted with minor modifications, was to severely cut the number of staff folk at the national office, and there were, and of course, comparable cuts to be made throughout the network. So it's not entirely clear as to how the various services and functions will be, if they'll be met, not only to the affiliates, but quite frankly, to the network themselves. I'm not sure of what the short and long term impact is of the cuts as it affects the affiliates program. We, after tremendous struggle, were able to retain the coordinator's position, and we are, of course, hoping that whatever reviews and revisits can be made otherwise, whatever opportunities there are, that we will be able to be more successful in shoring up the affiliates program. But as we look at the changing economic environment in the country generally and the impact that it has on us as listener-supported entities, both as a network and as affiliates, then it becomes increasingly less optimistic. But for the moment, it looks as if we may have stop the hemorrhaging, for lack of a better term. It's kind of, I guess at this point in time, a much overused term just generally in the world, but that's kind of where we are at this point. So that's with regard to staff cuts, and we can have further discussion about that in the executive session, but except for more general kinds of questions or comments that folks want to make and to convey, to have conveyed to the CMB, I think that's about all I'll say at this point about that. The second point is the bylaws change, and that is represented by the institutionalization of the timeline, and I've previously sent out copies of that to all of the affiliates on the affiliates list and to the GRC, in addition to its establishing the timeline to ensure that the affiliates rep will be seated in January is also the process and procedure for applying for nomination. And of course, we want to encourage folks to do that, to offer for to serve as a director affiliate rep. There's a third point, and that is the bylaws with regard to eligibility, and that is not a part of this cycle of bylaws amendments, partially because we didn't, proposal that we had was not submitted in a timely fashion, but more importantly, it doesn't appear that we as a task force have come to real consensus about what it is that we want in such a bylaw if we are to advance it. And I propose that we reserve further discussion about it until our December meeting, since the soonest it can be introduced is January, and that'll give us adequate time to think about it and to make suggestions or decisions about what we want it to look like in the final analysis. I think that they are in fact the three points that I wanted to cover. So if there are questions, I'm prepared to entertain those at this point.
Madam Chair,
please.
First of all, did anyone join the call? Because I heard some beeps.
Yes.
Yeah, that was me, Teresa, Ursula,
and Deb Shafto.
Hi. Hi, this is Joe. Hello. I thought I got back on the call. I'm on and off because I'm traveling, but I'll be back on. I'm going to leave soon, but I'll be back on in about 10 minutes.
Okay,
Madam Chair, could you just, in like three sentences, reiterate the three subjects? Because I've kind of strung them all together and I've lost track.
The first one was the report from the budget decisions and the impact, staff impact, as it relates to the affiliates program.
Okay, that's the first. Then what?
The second was the bylaws amendment relating to affiliate director nomination.
And the third
is the eligibility amendment, which would be discussed, or at least discussions would begin in our December meeting.
I guess, okay. So eligibility, you're talking about eligibility for directors to be a director?
Yeah.
that follows that works in tandem with the bylaws amendment, right?
That, yes, but that would be a separate bylaw that would be introduced in the next cycle.
Sophia, this is Dina. I have a question. My understanding is that Doug George was let go. His contract ended.
I think given the where it sounds like that question's going, that we need to have that discussion in executive session.
Okay.
Were there other questions? Questions, comments, criticisms? It doesn't have to be a question.
Well, may I ask who's in charge of, I assume we don't have an interim executive director?
Sherry Gendelman is serving as interim executive director. And I had hoped that the PMB would have completed this round of meetings discussing the more permanent arrangement of interim executive director, but we have not. The meeting, the telephonic meeting, have been delayed for various reasons. We had originally, it's been scheduled at least twice and postponed twice. So, if my memory serves me correctly, Monday night is the current date for having the meeting, at which time hopefully we will resolve the question of an actual interim executive director and how we will go about filling the position of executive director from there.
Let me call to your attention, and I don't know whether Deb was, I don't think Deb was on the national board at the time, but several years ago when Ambrose Lane was nominated for interim executive director, there were several candidates who applied for that position. I'm hoping that they'll reapply. I am kind of concerned that we still don't even know how we're going to solicit interim, or I'm kind of concerned that I haven't heard anything definite from the national board on that. Did everyone just specifically vote that the chair would be the interim director?
No. more by default, in that the process wound up taking longer than the time that was available. There are several approaches that are under discussion, ranging from having a turnaround organization to come in and to help the PMB to do a self-assessment and an organization-wide assessment in order to clarify what issues need to be addressed and how does the Pacifica Foundation and the network become a healthy organization. And once the organization becomes clear about what it is in fact about and what its strengths and weaknesses are and how it may achieve, realize its mission, then to assist in finding candidates that the board would then consider as permanent ED. If they're able to do to work with the turnaround organization, the interim ED would come in with the express understanding that that is his or her function to be interim and not be trying to become the permanent ED and thus bias in his or her work with the foundation and the networks in order to be able to address the needs of the organization as opposed to pursuing any personal professional agendas that he or she might have.
I think that's more than I needed to know. Madam Chair.
Well, maybe it's useful to everybody else so that people will be more hopeful than some of us have been to date. Are there any other questions, comments, or criticisms on that point, or on my report, more accurately?
I would just like to say something. I have ideas of what we could be doing from my past experience on the board. I hope, I trust in our chair's good sense, good common sense, and I encourage you to be proactive in offering solutions and kind of creating liaisons, if you can, to kind of problem solve.
I just want to go on.
Go ahead.
I just want to go on record that in this transformative time, that it's been an extraordinary stress on you as chair of the affiliate task force, and I want to honor you for the work that you're doing, and that you have been called upon, because it isn't the normal kind of time period at Pacifica. Not that there is, quote, a normal, but I feel that there have been more emergency meetings and long meetings. Well, that we know is the history of Pacifica. But I do want to just thank you very much for the work that you're doing.
Well, you're very generous, and I appreciate your expression. Always feel that I really should be doing more. So I thank you for that recognition, for those kind words.
Bravo.
Now there was the proposal was to have some discussion about what was the next item, Madam Secretary?
Next item was bylaws amendment, and then item 6 was the nominating process for affiliate directors.
Okay.
Are we on number 5? I move that we postpone bylaws amendment discussion until December 11th of 08.
Is there any objection? Okay. So being none, then we'll move that to the December meeting.
Madam Chair, I would like to ask a question about that. Who is driving the process of bylaws amendments, especially the one that's most on the minds of the board, national board? Who is driving that? Who's walking that baby through the system?
Well, Jack Van Aken, who's the chair of the coordinating committee, has taken the leadership on making sure that they get posted or properly drafted and posted. So I assume that he will continue with that through completion of the process.
Is he the one that's sponsoring the amendment, that's making sure that there's real interest in it? Because I've noticed from past experience that someone will propose a bylaws amendment and then actually change their mind and just kind of abandon it, so you don't have the required support for it. Is he the one that's driving for it? You say he's on the coordinating committee and he's watching it go through the system, but who actually signed on to the bylaws amendment?
In fact, there were more than six board members who signed on to the affiliates. There are other amendments. Another one has to do with the number of in-person board meetings that'll be held, and it seems there's a third one. As far as the affiliates, Jack Van Aken drafted it in response to my request, and he has advanced it through up until this point. Now, as far as politicizing or politicking for it, I guess I've done the most in that I've put it out on various lists. As I said, I put it out on the affiliates list, and I put it out on the GRC list, and I've had a couple people who inquired about it. So, and I put my telephone number on it to be available for questions. But beyond that, that's been the extent of my promoting it. That's the word I'm looking for. Did you have other suggestions?
I was just going to suggest that if you send me a copy of it under the subject of bylaws amendment -November meeting, I'll put it in the minutes for people to study it specifically as it will, as it would be proposed to the national board. And I'll put it in the minutes or attach it to the minutes. Because if things are not together, we're kind of floundering around discussing something that we don't have in front of us.
Okay. Was there anything else? Okay.
Nominating process for affiliate directors.
Well, the bylaw is about the nominating process.
The next item on the agenda is the nominating process for the affiliate directors, Madam Chair.
I don't know any more to say about it other than that the bylaw, that I've just finished describing, is about the nominating process. So, and I think that it's we're better served.
Well, I would like to discuss this then, Madam Chair, because if we're not we cannot discuss the bylaws amendment, you said, until the January meeting of the PNB. In the meantime, the affiliates committee, I believe, is in charge of vetting the nominations from different affiliates to be proposed to the Pacific and National Board and approved. In the last 2 years, it's been approved in December. So if I understand it correctly, affiliates will nominate candidates such as you, and this current year's Pacifica National Board will vote on those two affiliates directors so they can be seated in January. with the rest of the national board. I was under the impression that it was that process that we were going to discuss as item number 6 on the agenda.
I understood. I understood that to have been folded into my report, and that the discussion about nominations goes to the question of eligibility. There are two amendments. One has to do with establishing the timeline and the nomination process. And that is what is already up for passage. And the second amendment, which is not up for passage, has to do with eligibility. And that is what is postponed until the December meeting.
You said there's an item to be that is up for a vote on eligibility.
No, I did not.
I'll say that again, please, then, Madam Chair.
The process of nomination,
okay,
the timeline, is what is up for passage.
By the PNB?
That's correct.
Do we need to review this so we can call PNB members and weigh in on it? Or what do you think of it?
Well, I support it as it is, as it's written. I would have preferred that both the question of eligibility and nomination timeline would have been combined. But Jack Van Aken, who drafted the amendment, declined to do that, and by the time I and other PNB members had gotten together to draft a proposed eligibility amendment, the time for submission had passed. And further discussion with the task force indicated that we had not reached the consensus that I thought we had reached, and therefore we were in need of further discussion before such an amendment regarding eligibility would actually be submitted.
I'd like to be put on the staff.
Is there someone else? I think you're the only other person.
Okay, I'm not understanding. You're saying that this is an amendment. Who made the amendment? The eligibility amendment with a timeline. This is a timeline to vet and propose.
No, it is not.
Tell me.
It is a timeline for the purposes for the past 2 years, the process of accepting nominations and the PMB voting on nominees has, in order to seat the affiliate directors at the January meeting, has been by special order.
Yes.
The current amendment is to make that special order a bylaws, a clause of the bylaws. That's all it is.
Okay. When are they going to vote on that?
The process has begun. In fact, it began in September.
Who's going to vote on that?
There are a range of votes, and we went over this on the last call, and I don't want to spend time going over it again. I will send to you a copy of the proposed amendment, and you will send it out as an attachment, and anyone who has any questions after that can, again, email me about it.
Madam Chair, according to that timeline, could you please tell me by what date we will have, the national board will vote. So we will
December, the same as it's done for the past 2 years, December.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda, please.
Subcommittee report, volunteer to affiliate task force, Dina Colbert.
Ursula brought up, sent an email around to the task force a month ago, listing, or a few weeks ago, listing the names of, I don't know, maybe five or six people who had volunteered at GRC or NSCB to work with the task force. And we also had a list from a year ago, and we keep saying that affiliates have the right and should be on this task force, and there's an opportunity, and we haven't done anything with it. And then in this climate, and I'm not sure that all of this can be discussed in this open part of the meeting, there was a perception on the part of the executive director that the affiliates were somehow running the task force, or I don't know. So the question of how we can integrate affiliates into the task force and what they could offer us became what the discussion should be. And I felt that rather than just us discussing it, which wouldn't be beneficial in the sense that we don't know what they're thinking, that maybe we should send a survey to them, which would bring them all up to date. So there isn't a cover letter at this moment, just asking them to do the survey. But what I did is I went back to the 2006 survey I had made for people who had already served on the task force, and I culled some of those questions and changed them. So I'm just going to run through them, and I'll email it to everybody. And my sense was to expedite this evening, because there were so many things to discuss, that this is a draft, and I would like input from people, other questions, or take-out questions, but comments, and I will pull it together, and then we could email it. It's just a recommendation. We could email it to these eight or nine people to see what their input is. So if you want, I'll just read the questions and you'll get a flavor for it. But I'm asking, the first question is, what is your interest in working with the affiliate task force? The second question is, what kind of information would you like to know about the affiliate network prior to joining the affiliate task force? What kinds of services you want to volunteer for when you join the task force? And there, I believe we need to give a listing, and I haven't listed anything. I need input. But I think it's a valid question. It's just, what kind of services can they offer? What can you offer to the affiliate task force that would be most meaningful to you? Explain in what ways you can, as task force members, bring the affiliate network information back to your, and then I listed the station as one, the staff as another, producers as a third, listeners as a fourth, and the network as a whole. In other words, how can they communicate how can they help the task force communicate better? And then the next question was, do you have concrete suggestions for helping the affiliate PNB directors? And that might be in what ways? And how can the affiliate task force better introduce and promote the vision of Pacifica Network to the affiliate network as a whole? So those are the questions, just to give you a flavor of it. And I feel there might be others that I really haven't given thought to and I would like input from.
This is a survey to how many people? What would you say? What do you want me to put in the minutes? That you will send this survey to whom?
To the affiliate task force as a draft form for input.
Okay.
And then I would be willing to collate those suggestions and send it out again as a draft form to make sure that everybody agrees with it. And then my suggestion is that we send it out to those people from a year ago and this past year who have expressed interest in serving on the affiliate task force. And then we would have to get into how many people can we put on and how that selection process. There's more to this to be discussed. And I don't think we should do it on at this time or in the open call.
Did I understand you to say that you had done, that this had been done before?
No, this I took questions. I did a survey in 2008. In 2006. We surveyed task force members who already had served. Past tense, who were completing their year to see, because that was the first year there was a task force. We wanted to learn what they had learned and how we could better benefit the task force in the future. And one of the big things that came out of that is that we reduced something like 8 or 9 committees to 2 because we had far too many. You know, we didn't know what we were doing the first year, and we've been honing in on it each year. I took a few questions.
Okay, you've answered my question. I don't want to go beyond that. I think what makes sense at this point, unless other people have other questions or comments, is to go to the next step, and that is to get for you to send the copies to everyone. And once we get them, then we all have a basis for discussion. You haven't introduced the idea at this point.
I'll get those to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Here.
Madam Secretary, please.
Would it... do you feel, if you send us out and we add our corrections or suggestions, are you going to ask that we approve this in November, in our November meeting?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure that, okay.
Madam Chair, are you going to suggest we don't need to approve this? Maybe Dina Colbert can make that decision?
Well, I would like to think...
She can ask us, and we can make the decision at the time whether or not we feel that it's developed, it's matured to the point of approval. I don't think that that's a decision that we have to make at this point.
All right, thank you, Madam.
I agree. That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Next item on the agenda?
Set next month's meeting, which I believe is, at this point, it's second Thursday in November is the 13th.
All right. Is there anything else on this public agenda that we need to cover at this point?
Has anyone else, Madam Chair, has anyone else joined the call that has not checked in? Thank you.
Okay, then I want to thank John Armella for his steadfast support and assistance and keeping us in touch with the Affiliates Network and for those of you who tuned in to hear what's going on, we hope that you will continue to do that and continue to be in touch with us so that we can be more responsive and mature as a task force. I will entertain a motion to adjourn the public session of the Affiliate Task Force meeting of October 9, 2008.
Madam Chair, it's by my watch, it's 9:01 Eastern Time. Move that we adjourn.
Thank you.